Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, hello. Greetings, Earthlings.
Hello. Can you do the live long and prosper fingers?
Yep.
You can?
Sure. See.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm. I got a crooked finger or two from football, but I can still do it.
Yeah.
I can't do the twist it in the middle like the Dubs because of my crooked fingers. I can do it if I cross them with the other hand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I didn't ever notice that.
Yeah. I have crooked fingers, too.
You got crooked fingers, crooked toes. Yeah. You got all kinds of crookedness.
My pinkies go in.
Mm. Oh, gosh. Yours is, too. Look at the way that one curves.
Well.
Yes, your pinky is going in towards the other fingers. Holy cow.
I'm disgusting, okay, guys?
You guys are freaks.
But remember, if you're going to throw up them Dubs, you got to have the thumb tucked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We should not be doing this on YouTube. We're just throwing up gang signs. Can anyone take our
channel
down?
Can anyone do the blood?
Yeah, I mean, honestly. Mm.
Yesterday I came in reluctantly telling a story of something that happened to me over the weekend that I thought was a lady flirting with me. And she felt so strongly about it, she didn't even care my wife was sitting right there. So I just thought of something. If you've heard that story on yesterday's TJ and Riggins show, and if you heard it on TJ and Jody's house podcast, and then if you hear it again here for the In Case You Missed It replay, then you're probably going to be sick of that. So this will be the last time for the it'll be today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. You decide. Was I being blatantly flirted with right in front of my wife, or was it just a fun exchange from one person to another with no flirt intended? That's today's In Case You Missed It replay. Check it out.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Friday, we had a bunch of stuff to do. We were very busy, very busy. So right after we got through with I got through with all of the recordings and stuff that we have to do here in the main studio, my wife and I, her name's being called Jody, excuse me, we had an appointment to go do some work with Lindsay and her daughter, Delilah, or as Lindsay sometimes calls her, Delala.
Delala.
And it was at Lindsay's house, which is over an hour from here, and over an hour from where I live for sure, because I went home first and then we rode together. So it was cold, and I said, Rob, can you move that down? Okay, thanks. So I said, well, here's what we need to do as long as we're out. Jody, let's go eat French onion soup for lunch when we're finished recording over at Lindsay's house.
Love that.
Oh, we both just love French onion soup. Now, I told the same story with Jody on today's TJ and Jody's House podcast. So you can hear that and then some other stuff because we're on location for this week's podcast where she was on my nerves. But that'll be up on our social medias and all at noon Eastern. So anyway. We're sitting there at the place, enjoying ourselves, and then the hostess, the lady who sat us, was a little older than we are, maybe 5 years or so older than Jody and I. And she stops at the table after she walks by a couple of times, and she says to me, she goes, you know, you have the coolest eyes. Your eyes are beautiful. And then, of course, you know, Jody, always a supporter and proud, so proud, goes, mm-hmm, and he knows it, too.
Oh, come on.
He knows it.
Right. He knows it. So was she flirting with me?
Possibly.
Do you possibly. Think, do you think, Lindsay, if I were still a good-looking fella and she said that to me, then it would have been, people would think she was flirting with me?
Well, normally girls, it's, oh, my God, you have beautiful eyes. Like, that's kind of a flirty comment, but
About what about the fact she followed that up with, those are called bedroom eyes?
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, now we're definitely flirting. Now we're definitely. Oh,
is that true?
Yeah.
No way. Uh-huh. Oh, that was definitely flirty.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Yeah, you can't. That's, of course, that's, yeah. On its face, it's flirty.
Yeah.
Bedroom eyes.
Now, the first part's questionable. Second statement, yes.
But that's, you don't just chalk that up to being something that, that people used to say more often a long time ago, that she made me a little older.
Yeah, maybe. Know? But yeah.
But it's a sexual connotation. Am I right?
Yeah, you wouldn't say that to a 17-year-old.
Yeah, you wouldn't say, look at me and say, you know what? You've got garage eyes.
Yeah.
Unless you meant I look, I could go build something in the garage or fix a car or something.
Right.
So bedroom eyes must make it look like you can do stuff very well in that room.
Yeah.
Hmm.
In that particular room.
Madam, in front of my soup. Excuse me.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I don't know if everybody saw the news. The FDA is thinking about banning food dyes all over the country, which could dramatically affect a lot of things you eat. Soda, chips, the list goes on and on of everything that includes food dye. But California has recently done this, I think. And now the FDA is looking to make some swift action on banning food dyes. So I don't know how these companies are going to react to this news or if they're going to fight it. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure food dye is in a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Everything.
But they do say the research has linked it to problems in children. They said all the science is not out yet. Yeah. But it's had negative effects. It's caused cancer in rats or mice or whoever they were testing a certain food dye.
See, here I'm torn because there are a lot of people who are on my political side of the aisle who are getting in on this fight. And fighting against food dyes and things like that. But I never, ever want the country, because I live in the country, to do anything that's modeled after California.
Just as a rule.
So when I hear California's already doing something and then they want to do it nationwide, then my flare goes up and my claws come out. I'm like, no, that can't be good.
Mm-hmm. See, yeah, I mean, I don't have any of the signs. I don't know if food dyes. I've heard Rob's cousin had a problem with red food coloring. It made him crazy.
Yeah, it makes you fight.
And that's what his family told him anyway. It made the kid fight. And go nuts.
Or was he just aggressive? We don't know.
Red food dye. Uh-huh. He only wanted to fight after red food dye.
Uh-huh. Maybe that's true. But what I am going to say is that if they're going to go after food dye, they're going to let Sonic put out the new Double Sonic Queso Smasher. I mean, that's a real item. The Double Sonic Queso Smasher, two Angus beef patties, seared, crispy on the edges, juicy in the middle, later layered with two slices of cheese, creamy white queso, crunchy tortilla strips, jalapenos, diced onions, and a creamy Southwest sauce.
Mm.
Holy
cow. I would tear that up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Somehow, that looks good, yeah.
Somehow that's 700 calories. And if you go to Five Guys, it's like 1,300 calories. I don't know. Somebody's fudging the numbers. Somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, can you go back to work after you enjoy a Double Sonic Queso Smasher?
No.
Unless you stay in the bathroom.
You can't enjoy going back to work. After you've enjoyed that.
Right.
I mean, that's crazy.
You can go, but you'll go.
You're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You're not coming into our room.
We could have problems.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, Riggins, you were talking about the possibility of the iron-fisted U.S. government banning food dyes. And I think that possibly if they do that, there will be an exception, like red. All food dies except red. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because I'm a societal profiler. As a matter of fact, I'm the world's leading societal profiler. And what is something that that uses red food coloring that women will not stand to be taken away from?
Red?
Yeah.
Jolly Ranchers?
No.
Oh.
What is it, Rob?
Is it red velvet cake?
Red velvet cake.
Oh.
They better not take that away from me either.
No. No, women. Women love red velvet cake. And red food coloring goes into red velvet cake. Mm-hmm. It's chocolate, and the red is what makes it look red and velvety, the red food color.
Wow.
So
is that what they're talking about, though? Food coloring?
Isn't it the same thing, red dye?
No idea.
That's what I envision it being the same thing.
Yeah. So well,
good luck. You're going to have to pry that red dye out of my cold, dead hands.
Yeah.
That's right. You might as well just try to... You know, come out and say you're going to outlaw a good lemon pound cake or angel food cake.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or a pasta salad.
Right.
How dare you?
Not today.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, you're gonna try to take away a vinaigrette? No. These ladies aren't having that.
Nope.
Nice try. Good luck. Come and take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or at least they'll be hoarding it. You know, that to make the red velvet cakes.
Oh, yeah. I'll be going to Costco and getting like 80 things of red dye.
You can't make red velvet cake at home. Can you bake a red velvet cake from scratch?
I never have. Never have.
It's a pain.
Yeah.
If you do it right with a cake wheel and the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Cake wheels?
Yeah. That spins around while you're putting the icing on it.
No, I'd rather just go buy one.
Let me show you. I'll teach you how to
do it. Yeah, teach me. Well.
No, you don't want to
learn. I don't want to learn. I want to go to Butt Cakes and get me a nice, moist red velvet.
She wants to go to Butt Cake.
Yeah.
Have a mini red velvet butt cake, please.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Before we get to the Now Trending, just know that we have someone who has reached out to us for some help in the group therapy department. And it's not your usual group therapy. It's a little bit different. So that'll be interesting for all. And I'm going to give everybody else a chance to weigh into and not ruin the whole thing by just giving the advice that should be taken right off the bat. Okay. Oh,
thank you.
So that's in just a few minutes.
What a blessing. They have arrested the guy that has been charged with the murder of the United Healthcare CEO. His name is Luigi Mangione.
Yeah. I'm thinking Italian.
Thinking Italian. Looks Italian. Yeah. Sounds Italian. But apparently an employee at McDonald's in Pennsylvania is the one that spotted him, called the cops.
Well, I also heard it was an older patron in McDonald's is the one that spotted him and called the police and all that. So you never know with these stories. This couldn't even be, this could not be the right guy. Right.
Maybe not.
Next report, yeah.
They did say they found a manifesto.
Yeah, and he's an anti-capitalist, grew up wealthy, went to a $40,000 a year high school, prep school. He was valedictorian and all of that. So allegedly is the one that gunned the guy down.
He doesn't look anything like you would think someone would look like that did that.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah. You picture a hitman from the mob or something.
Yeah.
Somebody gross looking. He's a handsome young
cute.
Guy.
Yeah.
And he went to, you know, Ivy League schools and
that's the problem.
The crazy thing, they said he possibly got the gun that he printed out on a 3D printer at home. He made his gun.
Which is crazy. Mm-hmm. You can do that.
I know. I didn't even know that was possible.
I can't even print out a piece of paper with writing on it.
Let alone a full weapon.
Yeah, he's a super smart guy. And they are suspecting that he was indoctrinated to think this way while he was in college.
Mm. Okay.
And by they, I'm talking about me. I am. Yeah, I'm thinking that.
Jamie Foxx is trending this morning. He's got a new Netflix special that is out today. It's called What Had Happened Was. They're billing it as a comedy special, but everybody that's seen it said there's some jokes in it, but he's really talking about what he was going through when he had his medical emergency. They said it started as a brain bleed that led to a stroke. And he said, I don't remember 60 days of my life. I was totally out of it. So he kind of goes between jokes and then telling this story. But they said it's fantastic.
Well, he's not doing Wanda. I don't care. I'm not watching it.
Right.
Brandon, hi. Wanda. I'm fit to go.
I wanted to know what happened to him because he never really came out and said it.
Never.
So I'm glad he did.
Yeah. And he kind of addresses the rumors that were out there. Like, oh, Jamie Foxx is on his deathbed. He can't walk. He can't see. He's blind now. But it does sound like it was serious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It was serious. Very but I mean, serious. Yeah, I want him to do impressions and things of that nature because he's very, very good at all that.
Yeah. They describe it as a one man show. So
ever since he was in that Ray, he started taking himself too serious.
That Ray.
And then Beyonce and Jay-Z and Blue, their daughter, were at the premiere of Mufasa last night. So this is just one day after Jay-Z denied the allegations that he raped a minor. So tough day for the family, but they're putting on their best face at this new movie. So something came up during the TJ and Jody's House podcast yesterday that I wonder if it haunts TJ all the time. And I'll ask him coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So there was a new episode of the TJ and Jody's House podcast yesterday. You can check it out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, TJRiggins.com. It's everywhere. But in the clip that we posted on social media, TJ was telling this story that we talked about yesterday, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but basically they were at a restaurant eating French onion soup, and the hostess came by and said, "You have really cool eyes," to TJ.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came back later and I guess said, "You have bedroom eyes."
Yeah.
Which was...
No, it was in the same conversation. She paused for a second. That's what I would call bedroom eyes.
She took a statement and then upped it one, I think. It's different from saying, "You have cool eyes," to "You have bedroom eyes." Mm-hmm. I don't know. It reads differently.
It went up 100%.
It did. Like, it did really quickly. But Jody's response to it was the reason why TJ was talking about it. And that's because she went... Give the line as Jody did.
And he knows it.
Right. And he knows it.
Yeah.
Right. He's such a jerk about it and he's so conceited about it. Basically, is what she was saying. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, and then he pointed out, I hate that I'm retelling the story, but then he pointed out that, why do you care? I never get complimented. Every time you walk out of the house, you get complimented. Somebody says something nice about you. I never get that. Just let me enjoy it for a second. Let me bask in the glory.
Yeah.
What do you care? And she says, no, I don't get complimented every time I go out of the house. Now, my issue is that I guarantee you that's true.
It is.
That probably is true.
It absolutely is. And it's from everyone to young adults who are running the checkout thing to old women that see her in an aisle and go, "Who does your hair? Your hair looks great." To old men saying, "Whoa, those sure are some nice looking pink shoes you got," because she has some pink running shoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's always.
Yeah. I know personally, I always compliment her every time I see her. I'm like, "Oh my God, I love your outfit," or I'm whatever.
Sure, yeah. I'm sure I do too. I'm sure everybody does. That's probably that's the effect she has on people. But here's, just embrace it. For Jody, I'm saying, it's not like he was saying you were criticizing her at all. Why can't she just accept that people think she's great for a variety of reasons? Yeah. What was that? I would have pressed her a little bit harder on that because she was like, "That's not true," but.
Because it's something about her. She's terrified that people are going to think that she thinks that she's hot stuff.
Really? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Sure. I get that. Yeah, I get that. Because you don't want to be like, "Yeah, I do get complimented." Mm-hmm.
I mean. What was the phrase Lindsay, your daughter, started saying and you had to put a kibosh on that because you were afraid? It was yesterday.
Being jealous.
Oh, that's what it is. She learned the word jealous.
Yeah. From Jody.
From Jody, yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Jody said something. I mean, we were just talking, and Delilah looked at me and said, "Is jealous a bad word?" I went, no, but, you know, it's hard to say. And but, like, don't say it.
Yeah, Lindsay told her. She said, I had to tell her not to say it because you don't want a little kid going around, are you jealous?
And are
I
you
told
jealous? Her,
I, yeah. I totally get that.
Yeah, uh-huh. I get that.
But still, your point is made, Regans. Let me enjoy it.
Yes.
Or wait, or was it she needs to just embrace her compliments and not deny them?
Maybe both.
I think it's more get off my back. Let me enjoy something.
Yeah, maybe.
Let him have it.
You let him have it. Yeah. Who cares?
It is. Story of my life.
It's a story of your life. Mm-hmm. That was the question.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Regan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Getting really excited about next Saturday. Not this Saturday, next Saturday, the 14th. The town of Old Fort, North Carolina, lost everything in the Hurricane Helene floods. Homes, a lot of people lost their lives, the whole thing. You've seen the coverage on the news and all. If you haven't been there and you're not from that area, you know just from watching TV and listening to the radio what it's all about. And so all of their Christmas decorations and all got flooded out. And they weren't going to be able to have their Christmas festival that they have every year, their little downtown area. So we, with our Breaking and Entering Christmas, are helping bring the Christmas magic and hope to them with Christmas decorations for the town and an ice skating rink for the kids and all kinds of stuff like that. So you can help by going to TJRiggins.com/Christmas. You can send a donation there. And we're also taking up stuffed animals because we want to make sure every kid that comes by gets a stuffed animal. My truck's full of them right now. That Alexis and her husband are supposed to be coming by at some point to pick them up. Hopefully it's not while we're still on the air. You know, don't want him coming in here jabbering. What a motor mouth that guy is.
Yeah. Doesn't shut up.
No, he's completely welcome to talk on our show anytime.
It's her.
Yeah, she can't. We've had just about enough of her. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so here is the group therapy letter for today. It says, hey guys, how old should a man be when he stops obsessing over hot celebrity women? My fiance is 31 and he acts like a 15-year-old high school boy about the wrestler Alexa Bliss. I don't know who that is. He follows her on every social media platform. He says she's the only reason he likes wrestling, and he posts pictures of her at least once a day and tags her in every post. Don't get me wrong, I'm not jealous of a celebrity. That would be stupid. I'm more concerned about what this says about his level of maturity. Is this a man or is this a man child? I'd love to hear everyone's opinion.
That's a great one.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's immature. It is immature, but anytime you criticize wrestling or anything, you're going to get pounded from wrestling fans. It's just like any other hobby.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter what the show is.
Yeah.
If you're 31 years old and you're a man and you're obsessing over somebody that's on a show, I don't care whether it's a wrestler or the star of your favorite drama or some supermodel. Grow up.
Or athlete?
What do you mean?
If it's an athlete, you know, if a guy's tweeting all the time about Tom Brady, no one criticize, you know, he's not looked at as immature.
No, because he's fantasizing about being with this woman.
Mm. Oh, is he?
Yeah, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, that.
Yeah. He says he's got a crush on her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes it all different.
Yeah.
If he was just a fan.
Is it a double standard, though? Don't women do that later in life than they should?
Yeah.
It depends on what date their wedding is set for. But I have an opinion as to the way she needs to approach this. If you got something to say about it, just go to our social medias at the TJ Riggins Show, and we'll finish this up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So the breaking and entering Christmas celebration thing that we're doing in Old Fort, North Carolina, is this Saturday. And it couldn't happen without great sponsors like Blackfin, Ameripub in the Ballantyne area of Charlotte, Jewelers on Main in downtown Mooresville. We've been friends with them for years. They're great people, as well as Lily and Grace. My wife was in there the other night for just a beautiful little Christmas party. It's in the Langtree Shopping Center.
It really is beautiful. Mm-hmm.
It's so pretty.
FS Drinks, Simple Boba. So there's a lady that says that her fiance is 31 and he acts like a 15-year-old high school boy crushing all over Alexa Bliss, who evidently is some sort of a wrestler. So... Lindsay, how old were you and your husband when y'all got married?
I was 34. He was 35.
Okay. So about the same, you know, general area of age. And what if he were at that point posting on social media his favorite hot celebrity that he crushes on and all of that? Would you have had a problem with it?
A big problem. A big problem. I don't think I would have married him. I don't think I would have dated him if I would have seen that.
Yeah.
But if I didn't see that until we got married, we'd have an issue.
Because it's not even like this guy is that in the question here. It's not even like he's a you know, an actor himself or wants to be an actor, and he's, you know, paying tribute to the great talent, you know, from the acting world. He's just a guy that he doesn't even like wrestling. He just follows it because he thinks she's hot. Now, I don't know that that's going to make a good husband.
I don't think so.
You know, you're talking husband material. You're about to marry this guy.
And I'm not going to say it's better, but at least if he knew her and he was posting about her, it's just different. You just sound so desperate and like a loser. You don't know her and you're just, you know.
And if posters were still a thing, I would imagine he would have big posters of her up in his apartment.
Sure.
Something.
Absolutely.
Is it any different that it's a wrestler instead of just a regular celebrity?
I don't think so. I think just anybody with fame that you don't know and you're just, you know, schoolboy lusting after her. Mm-hmm. When you're somebody's fiance.
Yeah.
I think it's bad that it's a wrestler.
I think it's worse.
Oh, really?
I'll be honest. Yeah,
and
I do.
She's cute. I'll give her that. Cute. We looked her up, but still.
There's a level. There's another level,
level
to
of
it.
Like trashy. Yeah.
Well, and because, you know, her job, main job is to be sexy.
Right.
You know, right?
Yes.
I would guess if she's one of those women in the wrestling. Because they don't really pick that many ugly ones to do that, do they?
There aren't many.
They don't. There's not no ugly ones, is there?
I don't know.
I've never seen any ugly ones.
There's been some not so great ones, but yeah, I don't know. That's crazy.
It is nuts.
Put me in that twisted bliss. That's your finishing move.
Put me in a headlock. Don't let go.
But what if the sexes were reversed?
Totally fine.
It'd be okay for a woman to have a celebrity man that she crushes on that badly?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think you leave that behind when you're, you know, when you're young.
And if you have a crush, it's one thing, but don't like advertise it.
You know why? It's because you spend too much time living in a fantasy world. That's what the prop for an adult.
That's
you can't
it.
Just sit around living in a fantasy world about being with this celebrity.
That's it.
Yeah. So run for the hills, young lady. Run for the hills.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.